It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen! 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hartman breaks for second, the pitch comes, battle takes, strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby, let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, the single-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you here this evening. A beautiful one on a Friday night here at Lee Cobb Park as this beautiful weather greets us for home opening weekend here in Bradenton. We can't wait to get to the action, but first we take a moment to recognize the sacrifices and the trailblazing of Jackie Robinson years and years ago. Today, April 15th, is Jackie Robinson Day throughout the world of baseball, and today is the 75th anniversary of Jackie breaking baseball's color barrier by making his major league debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers back on April the 15th, 1947. So for Jackie Robinson's many sacrifices and the moves he made within the game and the ripples that made throughout society, we salute him and we thank him and honor his memory for what he did for baseball and for society at large. So, as we take a look at the field in front of us today, the playing field perfectly manicured ahead of game number four of this six-game series. The Marauders falling 9-5 last night to the Lakeland Flying Tigers. The Marauders built an early lead. 3-0 they led after two innings of play. Unfortunately, that would not last. Top of the third inning, Lakeland put together a six-run rally, coming together on four hits, a couple of walks, a hit batter, and also one costly Marauders error, and the Marauders were not able to recover from that six-run rally. One of the bright spots in last night's game, though, a two-hit night for Marauders catcher Wyatt Hendry, including his first home run of the season, had the chance to visit with the San Diego State product earlier today, and he is this evening's pregame catcher. He is coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Another season of Marauders baseball is here, and opening weekend at Lee Cobb Park is just around the corner. Join us on Friday, April 15th, as the first 1,000 fans will get a championship commemorative baseball. And on Saturday, April 16th, we continue opening weekend presented by Pepsi. It's a kids' club day, and you can enjoy our special Easter celebration. Plus, stay after the game for the season's first post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Marauders catcher Wyatt Hendry. Wyatt, growing up in Southern California, just about an hour away from Los Angeles, pretty close to a lot of baseball down there. You've got the Dodgers, you've got the Angels, you've got a number of minor league baseball teams there in the region. Was baseball always the dream for you, or were there other aspirations there initially for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I grew up watching baseball my entire life, so baseball was completely my dream since day one. Kind of, you know, didn't really take it too serious until about, you know, 11, 12 years old. But after then, you know, my dad sat me down and said, if you want to do this, like, you got to give it your all. So ever since then, you know, growing up around the Jet Hawks and Lancaster, watching those guys, I knew I wanted to be on the field one day. You know, God willing, it happened. So
now that you've been able to immerse yourself into the minor league life for your first week of your first full season, what's it been like for you? Just sort of coming full circle, taking in those Jet Hawks games in Lancaster as a fan and as a boy growing up, and now you're the one on the field, kind of performing for these fans here in Bradenton. What's it been like for you so far?
Oh man, it's, you know, I try to tell myself every day. I even write it on my wrist every day. It's just be present, you know, understand that I am in this position now, and more importantly, I try to view myself as, you know, if I was the 10-year-old kid at, you know, a Marauders game. I just want to make an impact for the fans and give back in any way I can.
So you talked about growing up in California, your dad kind of helping push you toward becoming a ball player, taking it a little more seriously. Who were your role models growing up and sort of your examples in life, whether it be, you know, in life at large or as a baseball player? Who did you look up to over the years?
I look up to both of my parents for sure. I mean, they taught me the right way. You know, outside of the baseball field, which is way more important than on the baseball field. They taught me how to go about my life, and so I've always looked up to them. They're extremely strong people, and, you know, they led me to God early in my life, and, you know, it's taken off from there, so I really look up to them.
As far as baseball players, you know, major league guys growing up, were there any guys in particular you looked up to?
Oh, yeah, I loved Jason Baratek growing up. You know, I tried to emulate his play and his leadership on the field. You know, he wasn't per se the all-star or whatnot, but he was a leader, and so I've really looked up to that my whole life.
So were the Red Sox your team, or was Jason Baratek just happened to be your player, and does your fandom lie elsewhere?
Yeah, you know, Jason Baratek was my player. That kind of led into me being a Red Sox fan, but, you know, I've never really chosen a team anyway, so it was just mainly, you know, Jason Baratek, and then that grew into Dustin Pedroia, you know, as I knew I wouldn't be a taller guy, so just players individually, honestly.
Now, as you come into your professional career here, coming out of San Diego State, reunited with one of your college teammates here in Mike Jarvis, fellow Aztecs going through the baseball program there in San Diego. What was your adjustment into professional baseball life as you guys were drafted one round apart and kind of reuniting here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not very many guys get the opportunity to have their college teammate. We were good friends in college as well. And, you know, now to be roommates and go through this journey together is definitely really special. And, you know, we're really close friends. And I couldn't imagine going through it with anybody else.
Any goals for yourself personally as we find ourselves through the first week of the season? A lot of season yet to go?
Just be in the present moment, you know, enjoy every day. And, you know, don't look too far ahead, honestly.
Thank you for your time today, Wyatt.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
As Marauders catcher Wyatt Hendry will be right back next with Starting Lineups. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Welcome back to Leacom Park as the Marauders pregame show continues. Let's meet the starting lineups tonight, beginning with the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers, a record of 2-4. Here is how their manager, Andrew Graham, has set his lineup card this evening. Center fielder Derek Hill on Major League Rehab assignment from the Detroit Tigers will lead off. He's trying to work his strain, landing on the injured list just last week. Shortstop Christian Santana bats second. Designated hitter Manuel Sequeira is batting third. First baseman Chris Myers, who leads the club with 3 home runs and 9 runs batted in, is batting cleanup. Right fielder Roberto Campos bats fifth. Third baseman Isaac Pacheco hits sixth. Catcher Donny Urías de la Cruz bats seventh. Second baseman Carlos Mendoza hits eighth. And left fielder Lázaro Benítez bats ninth for the Flying Tigers, who sent right-hander and University of Florida product Alex Fajedo to the hill. A little more on Fajedo later on in the broadcast. For the homestanding Marauders, a record of 4-2, here's how manager Jonathan Johnston has made up his lineup this evening. Third baseman Brendan Dixon back in the fold. He is leading off after the night off last night. Center fielder Rodolfo Nolasco slides up to second in the order. Left fielder Jacob Goldfarb hits third. Second baseman Jace Bowen is batting cleanup. First baseman Alexander Mojica is hitting fifth, with the designated hitter Juan Jerez batting sixth. Catcher Giovanni Planchard bats seventh, with shortstop Mike Jarvis hitting eighth. And right fielder Randy Romero just re-added to the roster. He is batting ninth for the Marauders, who send rehabbing Pirates left-hander Sam Howard to the hill this evening. Sam comes from Cartersville, Georgia, originally drafted by the Colorado Rockies out of Georgia Southern University. Pirates picking him up off waivers from the Rockies in October of 2019. And he looks to work his way back from a mid-back muscle sprain suffered during Major League spring training. He was placed on the 10-day injured list with that ailment on April the 4th. Sam Howard scheduled to go approximately one inning tonight here in Bradenton. Well, here in Bradenton, some fluffy white clouds in the distance, but straight overhead and in every other direction, clear blue skies and a perfect evening with a nice wind pushing across the field from left to right at about 10 miles per hour. It's going to be a fantastic night for baseball as we welcome you back here for opening weekend here in 2022. This is the first weekend worth of home games here at Lecom Park this season, and the Marauders look to continue their quest in defending the league title as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers here this evening. Game number four of the six-game series is coming up shortly. First pitch is right around the corner, and that is a wrap here on the Marauders pregame show. We'll step aside, and when we come back, first pitch is coming your way. Keep it locked right here. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sunny skies overhead and temperatures in the low 80s here at Leacom Park in Bradenton, Florida. Spencer Smith back with you here as the Bradenton Marauders get set to take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers here in game number 4 of the 6-game series. Rehabbing Pittsburgh Pirates lefty Sam Howard takes the hill for his warm-up tosses here at Leacom. And we get a closer look at the left-hander Howard, a 4-year Major League veteran, a career 5.26 ERA in 100 career appearances, all but one of those coming out of the bullpen in the big leagues. First 2 years of his career, 2018 and 2019 with the Colorado Rockies. He has pitched with the Pirates each of the past two seasons. And here tonight, he is on his first rehab assignment as he looks to pitch his way back from a mid-back muscle sprain suffered in the latter part of spring training. And it'll be a rehabber on a rehabber to begin things tonight. Center fielder Derek Hill, also on rehab assignment from the Detroit Tigers, will get it started for the visiting club. Flock of seagulls swooping around the field around the shortstop position before. And some fans on the first base side getting into an early cheering routine as Sam Howard makes out that mound and that rubber to his liking as we get ready for first pitch tonight. Derek Hill, right-handed batter from Des Moines, Iowa, digs into the box, standing tall from the right side. Sam Howard from the stretch kicks his leg and deals, and the first pitch is a fastball for a strike. We're underway at 6:32 p.m. here at Leacom Park. 83 degrees and sunny. Wind at about 8 miles per hour from left to right. Howard leans in for the signal. He's working with Giovanni Planchart, tonight's Marauders catcher. And here's Howard with the 0-1 toss. Hill takes up and away for ball one. Derek Hill placed on the 10-day injured list 9 days ago with a right hamstring strain by the Detroit Tigers, looking to battle his way back into full action. He gets the 1-1 offering from Howard. Hill with a swing and a pop foul out of play on the first base side. Hill, born and raised in Des Moines, but spent his summers growing up with his dad in Sacramento, California, where he played for select baseball teams growing up. Ended up moving to Sacramento full-time at age 15 and attended Elk Grove High School in the Sacramento suburbs. First overall pick by the Tigers and 2014 by the Tigers. 23rd overall. 1-2 pitch is cut on and missed. Strike three and down goes Derek Hill to begin the ballgame. Setting the Marauders defense now behind Sam Howard in the outfield from left to right. It is Jacob Goldfarb, Rodolfo Nolasco, and Randy Romero. Around the horn on the infield, Brendan Dixon at third base, Mike Jarvis the shortstop. Chase Bowen plays second base, Alexander Mojica at first base. And Giovanni Planchart, as mentioned, is the catcher. Bases empty, one gone. Here is Christian Santana. Howard kicks and fires. First pitch is a changeup. Anthony is on the outside corner for a strike. Crowd loud and into it right from the get-go tonight here in Bradenton. Sam Howard, long reddish hair, black Marauders hat. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That is around the inside corner, but just misses ball one. That fastball will be in the low 90s from Sam Howard. 29-year-old, 6'4", 195 pounds from Cartersville, Georgia. He shows the high black socks with gold patterns on them. 1-1 pitch. There's a check swing by Santana. Did he go? No, he did not. Much to the chagrin of the crowd. Love to hear him loud and proud this early in the game. There's that rowdy bunch on the first base side. Loud and supportive from the words play ball. Howard working with a 2-1 count. Here's the pitch to Santana. He takes low and outside for ball three. For the most part of this series, we've seen a pretty disciplined approach from Christian Santana. Youngest player on the roster for Lakeland, 18 years of age, out of Azua in the Dominican Republic. Howard sets away from his shoulder, the 3-1 pitch. And that fastball crowds him a tad and is up and in for ball four. First base runner of the evening, Christian Santana does run well. And Manuel Sequeira, who's off to a rather slow start to his season, will stand in next for Lakeland. Just underway here in Bradenton. No score, top of the first inning. Manuel Sequeira in his first five games, just 2-for-20. Howard delivers pitch number one to Sequeira. That's taken at the knees for a called strike. Automated balls and strikes are in place again tonight, and that'll be the case through the remainder of this series. Should also mention that the experimental ball and strike challenge system is being put in place for the first time tonight. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Sequeira takes a look at a fastball for strike two at 92 on the radar gun. Challenge system, similar to what is used in the NFL. Challenges in this case to challenge ball and strike calls. It's sent up here to the press box for the ABS representative to review. Teams lose out on the challenge if they are incorrect in their assessment of the original call. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Sequeira. Swing and a pop foul right back this way over the roof of the broadcast booth. Stays 0-2 on Sequeira. Warm, but not muggy here at Lecomp Park tonight. Game number four of the series on this lovely Friday evening. Marauders and Flying Tigers locking horns for this early weekend tilt. Santana gets his leadoff first. Mojica holding him on, wearing the sunglasses. Here's the 0-2 again. Sequeira swings and misses, chasing in the dirt for strike three. Filthy breaker from Sam Howard, and there's that big league caliber breaking ball, badly fooling Manuel Sequeira. Two away for the Flying Tigers here in the first. Lefty-lefty matchup now is Chris Myers, one of the more lethal bats in this order, will step up. Another look at that back foot breaking ball. Filthy one, and Sequeira all tied up. Scoreless game, top one just underway. Howard checks the man on first. The pitch to Myers. That is a breaking ball taken for a high strike. Myers not a big fan of the call. Lefty on lefty. Here's the set. Santana leads off first. And the long-haired southpaw kicks and deals the 0-1. There's a swing and a cracked bat. Bouncer to the shortstop, Jarvis. He knocks it down on the backside. Unfortunately, he has no play anywhere as that ball stays on the infield. Both men safe for the Flying Tigers. And that'll be an error charge to Mike Jarvis, already his third of the season. Could have been a tough one to handle there. Short times when you see a breaking of the bat, that can create some crazy little side spin on the ball. So Christian Santana up to second base on the play. And it's two men aboard for Roberto Campos. Roberto Campos, also just 18 years old on this very young Lakeland roster. Right fielder for the Flying Tigers tonight, rated by Baseball America as the Detroit Tigers' number 8 prospect in the organization. Lakeland threatening early, no score top one, but two men aboard. Pitch by Howard is swung on and bounced hard up the middle, right to the second baseman Bowen. He steps on second for the force, and the inning is over. Here in the top half, no runs, no hits, one error, and two men left on. We go to the bottom half, no score, Marauders coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Another season of Marauders Baseball is here, and opening weekend at Lecomp Park is just around the corner. Join us on Friday, April 15th, as the first 1,000 fans will get a championship commemorative baseball. And on Saturday, April 16th, we continue opening weekend presented by Pepsi. It's a kids' club day, and you can enjoy our special Easter celebration. Plus, stay after the game for the season's first post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Back here at Lee Cobb Park, it is a scoreless game early on between the Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Moving to the bottom of the first inning, we see big right-hander Alex Fiedo make his warm-up tosses for Lakeland. Fiedo, rated by Baseball America as the Tigers' number 20 prospect, although his stock has dropped a little bit over the past couple of years. Fiedo, a Florida boy through and through, pitching close to home here, born and raised in Tampa, product of Alonzo High School in Tampa. And he was the first-round pick in 2017 by the Tigers, 18th overall out of the University of Florida. Led the Gators to the national title that spring. And after the draft, he ended up sitting out the summer due to his workload for Florida that spring. However, Fiedo began the 2018 season with the Flying Tigers, made 12 starts for them and pitched very well. Again, to the finer points in that in just a moment. Fiedo finishes his warm-up tosses. And coming up for the Marauders, third baseman Brendan Dixon. Greeted heartily by the home crowd here on the first Friday home game here at Lee Cobb Park of 2022. Brendan Dixon hitting 200 over his first four games with a homer and two runs batted in. Fiedo winds and deals. Dixon looks at a fastball strike at 93. Fiedo pitching his way back from Tommy John surgery, which he underwent in December of 2020. Here's the windup in the 0-1 pitch. Here's a fastball at the knees for a called strike two. Fastball, slider, changeup, the repertoire for Fiedo. Marty the Marauder entertaining fans on the first base side as Dixon awaits the 0-2. Fiedo fires, and a swing and a miss of that wicked slider. Strike three, down goes Dixon. Let's meet the Flying Tigers defense in the outfield from left to right. It's Lazaro Benitez, Derek Hill, and Roberto Campos. On the infield, the third baseman, Isaac Pacheco. Shortstop, Christian Santana. Second baseman is Carlos Mendoza. Chris Myers, once again, the first baseman. And the catcher tonight is Donayuris De La Cruz. No score, bottom one here at Lee Cobb. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco. First pitch, he takes. Alonzo High School in Tampa. Just about an hour drive from here in Bradenton. Fiedo attended. He bounces a breaking ball for ball one. Alonzo High School has given rise to a couple of other notable professional athletes over the years. Former NFL defensive lineman Lijay Doosable came out of Alonzo High School, as did the late Marlins right-handed pitcher Jose Fernandez. 2-0 pitch. That fastball is right down Broadway for a called strike. Fiedo wears the navy blue number 21, outlined in orange and white on the back of the Flying Tigers' gray jersey. 2-1. There's a slider that spins low and outside. Nasty movement on it. But the count moves 3-1 in Nolasco's favor. Outfield more or less straight away against the power righty. Here's the 3-1 pitch, a swing and a bouncer hit to third. Pacheco waits back on it, gathers, throws to first, right on target. In plenty of time. That's out number two here in the first inning. Now here's a man who has supplied some firepower in the heart of the order for the Marauders in the limited sample size we've seen from him. Jacob Goldfarb hitting 3-for-7 over his first two games, including a home run over the last weekend in Dunedin. Here's the first pitch to him. Jacob takes low and inside for a ball. Jacob, one of the veteran presences on this Marauders roster, 25 years old, from Scottsdale, Arizona, attended the University of Oregon. 1-0 pitch, bounces in the dirt on the Fiedo slider, that's ball two. Well, Alex Fiedo, This is not technically a rehab start, but it is going to be a long process for him to get back to full bore. Making his second appearance for the Flying Tigers here early in the season. Last Saturday, pitched in Tampa. Pitched against Tampa, I should say. 2-0 pitch is swung on and lifted high in the air right center field. Should be playable for Campos. He eases back. And well shy of the warning track, he makes the one-headed catch. Inning over. The Marauders go in order here in the first. Starters in the Flying Tigers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us at Leecon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander Justin Meiss, a native of the greater Pittsburgh region, takes over to pitch here in the second inning for Bradenton. No score between Bradenton and Lakeland. First pitch to Isaac Pacheco. Misses outside for ball one. Spencer Smith back with you from Leecon Park in Bradenton. Game 4 of 6 between these two clubs. Next pitch by Meiss. Pacheco swings and skies it out of play. Off to the left. It's 1-1. Rehabbing left-hander Sam Howard finished after just one inning of work and looked good. Appeared to be in good health as we see Meiss deliver the next pitch, and it's bounced foul into the Marauders' dugout. I saw Sam Howard throw 16 pitches, 11 of them for strikes. He was able to overcome a one-out walk, also worked around a two-out error, struck out a couple of hitters in a scoreless first inning. So his evening is done. 1-2 pitches slash foul and out of play. And remains 1-2 on Isaac Pacheco. Meiss peers in over the top of the glove, gets the sign. 1-2 offering, bends low and outside for ball two. Slow start to the year for Isaac Pacheco, hitting .143 over 6 games. Has that first RBI under his wing as the 2-2 pitch is bounced foul again into and out of the Marauders' dugout. Bradenton in the home whites, paired with the solid black hats. Lakeland again in the traditional road grays, paired with solid navy blue hats. 2-2 pitch, Pacheco swings and lifts it to right center. Sprinting toward the right center gap is Rodolfo Nolasco. He makes the catch on the run. One away here in the second. There is Donayuris De La Cruz catching for the second time in this series. We saw De La Cruz on Wednesday night. that evening. First pitch to De La Cruz here, swung on sky deep to right field. Ballpark will hold it, though. Randy Romero rounds it off to his left, and he makes a sliding catch in foul ground. Wynn took a hold of that ball and turned it into an adventure, but Randy Romero hung with it. Well, good to have Randy back in the fold as we see a replay of that sliding catch for those watching on MILB TV this evening. Wynn definitely a factor tonight, and it's already changed directions a couple of times. Blowing in from left center as that fly ball went into right field. Romero first started back, and then all of a sudden came sprinting inward and moving toward foul ground. And here is Carlos Mendoza. Switch hitter will bat left-handed against the righty Justin Mice. No score, top two. Nobody aboard for the Flying Tigers. Here's the pitch by Mice. Bunt showing a good one on the third base side. Dixon races to barehand. Off-bound throw to first is much too late. And Carlos Mendoza legs it out for a bunt single. Brendan Dixon ending up going into a diving sprawl in foul territory after making that throw against the momentum of his body. Flying Tigers with their first hit of the evening, and that brings up Lázaro Benítez. Righty on righty. As Justin Mice comes set and deals, Benítez swings the first pitch, hits a bouncer to short, fielded cleanly by Jarvis, flipped to second in time. Inning is over. No score here in the top of the second, and it remains a scoreless game. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Sion is back at Leacon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barba Negras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Another season of Marauders Baseball is here, and opening weekend at Leacon Park is just around the corner. Join us on Friday, April 15th, as the first 1,000 fans will get a championship commemorative baseball. And on Saturday, April 16th, we continue opening weekend presented by Pepsi. It's a kids' club day, and you can enjoy our special Easter celebration. Plus, stay after the game for the season's first post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Great clouds starting to roll in here in Bradenton. Temperatures in the low 80s and humidity suddenly starting to increase a little bit. We're about to near a terrific sunset this evening on this first home Friday of the 2022 Marauders season. Spencer Smith here welcoming you back to Leacon Park. No score between the Marauders and the Flying Tigers. Alex Fiedo, former first rounder for Detroit, back on the hill. Former Florida Gator winds and deals, and a swing and a miss by Jace Bowen on the first pitch slider. Alex Fiedo working his way back from Tommy John surgery, which he underwent in December of 2020. Missed all of last year recovering from Tommy John. 0-1 pitch, fastball away for ball one. So as it stands, Alex Fiedo pitching in just his second game since returning to action. Last live game action for him was 2019. Expanded right through the wickets of Marauders third base coach Gustavo Omana. Gustavo always shows quick reflexes and often will go to snare some balls with his hands, decide not to take his chances with that one. Fiedo ahead, a ball and two strikes on Jace Bowen. The windup and the 1-2 offering. Breaking ball gets away from Fiedo and gets Bowen in the shoulder. Certainly no intent there as the count was 1-2, and Bowen heads down to first on the free bag. Alexander Mojica, the next man up. He's one of the men who shared a little testimony and experience from his time in the championship club last year. Alexander spent all of last season with the Marauders. Righty on righty, pitch to Mojica, taken down and away. Marauders creative department putting together a fantastic little video compilation shown between innings. Returning Marauders players who were with the team last year when they won the championship, talking about their experiences, winning it all. Next pitch low and outside for ball two. Alexander Mojica, unfortunately, was dealing with a little bruise and so was unable to play in the championship series. But was still right there with the team in person when they won it all. And celebrated and mobbed Oliver Mateo on the mound after that final out last September 24th in Tampa. Pickoff moved to first by Fajedo. Bowen dives in safely. He does have one steal this year. Here on opening weekend 2022, Marauders and their fans celebrating that second league title in team history. Pitch comes. There's a swing and a liner out to right field. A base hit for Mojica. Bowen around second. He's digging for three. Right fielder Campos up with the ball. He chucks it in towards second. Bowen stops at third base. And Alexander Mojica rips himself an opposite field single. Pitch right out over the middle for Mojica. Marauders threaten with runners on the corners and nobody out here against Alex Fajedo. So we were mentioning Fajedo's last real live game action came in 2019. He was with the Double-A Erie Seawolves that season. Here's the pitch. Juan Jerez, the batter. He swings through the first pitch slider and misses. Strikeout's a problem at the dish early on for Juan Jerez. He struck out 10 times in his first 21 plate appearances this season. Fajedo sets belt high, deals, and the fastball is low. Home team trying to get on the board first tonight. Chase Bowen on third base, Alexander Mojica on first. Hit by pitch and a single, respectively. The 1-1 from Fajedo. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. Fajedo rubbing up that baseball. The 6'5" tall righty works here in his second inning. Went one inning in his season debut last weekend against Tampa. The 1-2 offering has a swing and a bouncing ball foul. 0-1 Alex Fajedo made his 12 starts with Lakeland on his way up the organization a few years back, 2018. 12 starts, a 3.10 ERA, 1.02 whip, solid numbers. The pitch, a swing and a high fly ball, deep to left center. Hill going back, he is at the warning track and makes the catch. Jace Bowen tags from third and scores easily. And so the deep fly ball, plenty deep enough to score Bowen. Marauders lead it 1-0. How many in the crowd and even one here in the broadcast booth? That would be more than just one run. Still gets the job done for that first run of the night. Giovanni Planchart is next up to bat. Giovanni catching for the Marauders tonight. He's caught a couple of times. He's also played first base. Here's the pitch. Righty batter swings in, fouls it back. Giovanni is 1-for-10 at the plate in his first three games this year. Alex Fajedo sitting 93-94 with the heater. That slider pretty regularly 86-87. Even saw 88 once. The 0-1. Blanchard swings and misses. Fastball for strike two. Marauders lead 1-0 on the sack fly to deep center field by Juan Jerez. Here's the pitch to Planchart. He takes a slider low. Good movement on that pitch. Couldn't entice Planchart to chase. It's 1-2. Next pitch is just below the knees. Another well-placed Fieto slider misses for ball two. Good discipline by Planchard here in his first plate appearance of the evening. Alexander Mojica takes his lead off first base. 2-2 from the right-hander. Swinging at a foul back. Planchard gets a piece. Alex Fieto, after being drafted 18th overall by the Tigers out of Florida in 2017, ended up sitting out that summer, didn't pitch in the minor league system for the Tigers due to his extensive workload for the Gators. 2-2 pitch again, swing and a miss. There's that slider once more for strike three. Alex Fieto racks up his second strikeout of the night. Two away for Bradenton here in the second. I'll bring up Mike Jarvis, and we encourage you to stay tuned for the top of the third inning. We're going to have Marauders General Manager Craig Worzeka on for an on-air visit. All the buzz around the ballpark tonight, some of the upcoming promotions close to us here on the schedule. Righty on righty, Mike Jarvis gets the first pitch and lays off outside. Lights are on here at Lee Comp Park with those gray clouds rolling in. Again, nothing particularly threatening, though it is adding some variety into those once sunny skies. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Jarvis takes high. Outfield playing Jarvis slightly to the opposite field. Center fielder Derek Hill noticeably several steps toward the right center gap. A lot of room near that left field line. Here's a 2-0. Jarvis looks at a fastball just high for ball three. 3-0 on the Marauders shortstop. Talk to Jarvis' good friend and former collegiate teammate at San Diego State, Wyatt Hendry, for the pregame show today. Hendry, a lot of good things to say about his buddy Jarvis. 3-0 pitch to Mike. Is taken at the letters for a called strike. Alex Fieto with 33 pitches, 18 for strikes. As he continues on here in the second inning. Marauders 1, Flying Tigers nothing. The delivery, 3-1, is swung on and fouled right back in this direction. That's going to roll up the screen and then roll slowly back down. Randy Romero getting cheers from the crowd as he fields that ball cleanly as it rolls down off the net. Randy Romero back to action, by the way, for the Marauders after serving a 3-game suspension for his part in an altercation in Dunedin last weekend. Tempers flaring last Saturday's game. Good to have Romero back with the squad. Here's a 3-2 runner goes. Swinging a fly ball out to left field. This is out of the reach of Benitez and bounces to the wall. Into third base comes Mojica. He is being waved home. Relay throw from left field comes into the plate. It's offline and into third base comes Mojica. Get a 2-0 lead. Mike Jarvis smoking that ball out to left field and yanking it right to where Benitez had vacated when playing in the shift for the Tigers outfield. And Alexander Mojica beating that throw easily as it missed its mark from the cutoff man. Timeout called, and that'll bring the pitching coach Juan Pimentel up for a mound visit. And while we have a pause in the action, we have a chance to check in with the other Pirates affiliates tonight. Only affiliate fully underway right now, aside from the Marauders, is the AA Altoona Curve. They're scoreless in Richmond, Virginia, facing the Richmond Flying Squirrels, AA affiliate of the Giants. In that game at AA, right-hander Mike Burrows, one of the really under-the-radar prospects to the baseball world at large, but a guy the Pirates really have high hopes for. Burrows getting a start in that game for Altoona. High A Greensboro is just now getting underway. They're visiting the Winston-Salem Dash, high A affiliate of the White Sox. Our old buddy Ernie Ordonez, a 3-run homer last night at high A Greensboro. Adrian Florencio allowing only one run and a 3-inning start last night. Triple A Indianapolis visiting the St. Paul Saints. They'll get underway in about half an hour. Here's Randy Romero, his grand return to the Marauders lineup. On third, Mike Jarvis. Here's the pitch. Romero swings and can't check his swing at a breaking ball in the dirt. Just to clarify, the scorer's ruling on that last play, Mike Jarvis granted a double. RBI double, scoring Alexander Mojica from first base, Jarvis reaching third. On the throw home, next pitch is swung on and missed on the Fajardo slider for strike two. There's Mike Jarvis on third base. He runs well. Randy Romero trying to bring him home and make it a three-run Marauders lead. Here's a set by Fajardo. And the delivery, 0-2 is taken wide for a ball. Randy Romero from Mexicali, Mexico, right along the California-Mexico border. About a two-hour drive inland from San Diego. Big-time speed in Romero. The 1-2 pitch. He checks his swing and can't hold up. It's in the dirt, and the tag applied by De La Cruz. Inning over, but the Marauders get a pair here in the second. We move to the third. It's the Marauders 2, and the Flying Tigers nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Lecom Park in Bradenton. Spencer Smith back with you here as we move to Marauders out to a 2-0 lead over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And we now welcome into the booth Marauders General Manager Craig Warzeka. Craig, opening weekend here, and feels good to see it all unfold finally, doesn't it?
It is great, yeah. We've been looking forward to this for pretty much the whole offseason since we won the championship 6 months ago or so. So nice to have a pretty good crowd here tonight, and should have a good crowd here tomorrow as well.
And we heard that big group on the first base side cheering pretty loudly from the word go, as we see Derek Hill leading out for the Flying Tigers. So we had the championship commemorative baseball given out to the first 1,000 fans tonight. Saw a lot of folks come through the gates with that in hand. Pretty good get.
Yeah, those came out pretty nice. I think people were excited about that. Had a nice line at the gates.
Fly ball into right center field by Derek Hill, and Randy Romero makes the catch, and Rodolfo Nolasco almost hugging his teammate there as they nearly collide. No harm done, one away.
Yeah, absolutely. But like I said, those came out pretty nice, and it seems like people were excited to get those on their way in. So that was a nice way to kick off the weekend.
Christian Santana next up for the Flying Tigers. And as this is opening weekend here at Lecom Park 2022, this is only the first half of it, essentially. First pitch, a breaking ball strike to Santana. Tomorrow we've got the post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser, and no, I always look forward to those.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the first of six fireworks shows this year, so really excited to get that kicked off. And a lot of people I'm talking to are really excited about that, and we'll be doing some Easter celebrations as well before the game and throughout the game as well.
0-2 pitch tapped foul, and so plenty in store for this opening weekend on the home slate. And just for the casual listener at home, just what sort of effort does it take, if you pull back the curtain a little bit, from a planning perspective for a front office member, just to put all this together as we see a strikeout swinging?
Yeah, we did a lot of our planning starting in the fall, so not much after the season ended. So October, November really laid out the promo schedule, and then really just have been planning since and trying to you know, work on getting the word out and marketing and things like that. So it's always fun to see it come to life after all those months.
Kara next up for the Flying Tigers, breaking ball in there for a strike. And one of the other promo dates we're also looking forward to here is the first Barba Negra's date of the season. As we see a high fly ball in the right field, Randy Romero has this one under control, and he makes the catch for out number three. And we'll have Craig back on for another half inning when we come back here. It's a 2-0 Marauders lead here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Lecom Park as we move along to the bottom of the third inning. A 2-0 Marauders lead over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. First pitch to Brendan Dixon. Bounce foul down the third base line. Visiting here with Marauders general manager Craig Worzek. And Craig, right before the previous half inning ended, we were about to talk about the upcoming first Copa date of the season. Marauders playing as the Bradenton Barba Negras. Little tip of the cap to the local Latin and Hispanic communities. A little more in-depth info on that for those unfamiliar.
Really excited to get that program kicked off again this year on Friday, May 6th. The cool part about this year is we had him here last year as well, but Luis Clemente is planning to be in attendance. So got some really cool, exciting things planned with him.
I have an autograph session there from Luis, who actually did play here briefly in rookie ball in the Gulf Coast League back in the 1980s.
Absolutely. So planning on having him do some autographs, do a first pitch, and have some really cool hats that we had designed with the Barba Negras logo. On one side is Clemente 21, and on the other side is the Clemente Foundation logo. So working closely with the Clemente family and the Clemente Foundation has been a lot of fun, and I know they're really looking forward to coming back again in a few weeks.
2-2 pitch to Brendan Dixon, bounced to third. Pacheco has it. Long throw across to first is in time to get Dixon one away. And I have seen that Clemente hat, and coming from an avid hat collector, that's one that I'd love to add to my collection.
Yeah, it came out really sharp. Actually, on the inside of the brim as well is a really cool photo of Roberto and the three children, so including Luis and Roberto Jr. So really, really cool collector's item for sure.
We also have Margaritaville night coming up.
Yeah, so following night, it's going to be a fun, exciting weekend here at the ballpark. So Saturday, May 7th, Margaritaville night, one of my personal favorites every year. Some really cool jerseys, which are going to be auctioned and benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And then some really cool Hawaiian shirts as well that fans can get as part of a ticket package.
Count 1-1 on Rodolfo Nolasco. Marauders lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. And also a pregame performance by the Trop Rock Junkies. Got to catch a little bit of them last year during Margaritaville night. Fantastic listen.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, and we have the local Pirate Head Club comes out in full force. And also going back to Friday for the first Barba Negras game, we'll have pregame live music by Renacito as well, who's a really great performer. So back-to-back nights of promo items and live music. Should be a lot of fun.
Enjoyed him last season as well during the Barber Negra's game, as we see Rodolfo Nolasco go down swinging for strike three. So it's really just the beginning here. Opening weekend as the promo schedule kicks off. Jacob Goldfarb next up for the Marauders, who lead Lakeland 2-0, bottom of the third inning. Right-hander Alex Fiedo, first round pick by the Tigers in 2017, winds up and delivers. Jacob Goldfarb swings and misses for a strike. Count is 0-1, and we kind of gave a little pullback of the curtain look at just how much effort and time and commitment goes into planning all these things. You said starting the fall, so it's really hit the ground running from the day the season ends practically.
Pretty much, yeah. Take a little time off, but yeah, hit the ground running, start planning. I think it's really important to get a head start on that, just so we can really try to make the upcoming season the best that it possibly can be.
There you have it. Got our first Barba Negra's night of the season coming up on May the 6th, following night Margaritaville night. A couple of the bigger dates on the promo schedule. Also have our Paws and Claws coming up on Wednesdays. Those are bound to be a hit here this season.
Yeah, actually the first one is coming up part of the next homestand, actually on Friday the 29th of April. So a little bit of a rebrand from the Bark in the Park, Paws and Claws. We'll have some White Claw specials and again, working with the Humane Society, so trying to tie in both you know, our community and our corporate partners into some of the fun theme nights that we have. So,
2-2 pitch to Goldfarb, swung on and popped foul out of play, and do try to plug it as much as possible throughout the course of a broadcast, but if folks want to get tickets, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, absolutely, BradentonMarauders.com. They can also visit us here in person at the box office or give us a call, so.
2-2 the count on Jacob Goldfarb. Fiedo's next pitch is swung on and bounced to first. This is a foul ball. The at-bat continues. And also get a little bit more of a 20-game season last year, 132. So that equates to 66 home games. Additional six games to work with now here in 22.
Yeah, it's great getting back to starting in April as well. That was one thing we definitely missed last year with a little bit of the late start, especially with the weather down here. We tend to have our best weather in the April and May months before it gets pretty hot in the summer. So, and the six-game series are really nice as well. Allows us to plan things out and get into a routine.
Pop up on the third base side out of play by Goldfarb, and that's definitely one of the big difference makers between our brethren up north in the minor league baseball world and those of us down here. Those April dates up north in the Northeast and the Midwest tend to be a little chillier.
Yep,
definitely
absolutely.
Valuable dates for us here in Florida, though.
Absolutely, yep. It's good to get off to a good start here like we have so far, so it's great to see.
2-2 again from Fiedo, cut on a miss by Goldfarb. The inning is over. Craig Wojcicki, Marauders General Manager, we thank you for joining us, and we look forward to a whole season full of awesome promo nights. Thank you for joining us.
Sounds good, Spencer. Thank you. Appreciate it.
2-0 Marauders after three. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Mice deals to Chris Myers to begin the fourth inning, and the first pitch from Mice is slashing to left center for a base hit for Chris Myers, who continues his hot streak of the plate. He's aboard to begin the visitors' half of the fourth here at Lecom Park. Oh, we just had the pleasure of having Marauders general manager Craig Wojcicka on the air with us for the entirety of the third inning. Got to talk about all kinds of fun promo nights coming up in the Marauders' schedule this season. First Copa night of the season coming up on May the 6th. Margaritaville night the following night, May 7th. Roberto Campos takes a pitch in tight for a ball. Copa de la Diversión, the Marauders rebrand for the night as the Bradenton Barba Negras. Pitch inside to Campos for ball two. Marauders pay tribute to local Latin and Hispanic communities. Special jerseys and music highlighting that evening. That's coming up on May 6th. Tickets still available at BradentonMarauders.com. Next pitch by Mice is swung on and skied foul by Campos. 2-1 the count. Here on this Friday evening, warm one and clouds rolling in. Everybody staying dry, though. Marauders lead this game 2-0. The 2-1 pitch is a slider a little too high for Mice. 3-1. Justin the bulk man on the pitching staff tonight. We saw one scoreless inning by rehabbing Pirates southpaw Sam Howard. Threw six out a pair. 3-1 pitch. It swung on and bounced to short. Could be Chu. Jarvis waits back. He goes to Bowen at second for one. Bowen to first is in time to get Campos. 6-4-3 double play. The Marauders roll it. And they're two away here in the fourth. Marauders infield looking strong here early in the season. Mike Jarvis getting his first start of the season at shortstop here with Sungche Chang resting tonight. Well, the Marauders eliminate that leadoff base runner. Two-way, nobody on. Here is Isaac Pacheco. The pitch up and away for ball one. For those just joining us, bottom of the second inning is when the Marauders got both of their runs. 1-0 pitch. Pacheco lays off up and away. Sack fly to deep center field by Juan Jerez and an RBI double by Mike Jarvis. Isaac Pacheco fly out to center his first time. 2-0 pitch, a swing and a fly ball down the left field line. This is sailing out of play. Justin Mice wearing the black number 23 outlined in gold on the back of the white jersey. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball finds the zone for strike two. Mice hailing from the Pittsburgh suburb of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Grew up a Pirates fan. 2-2 pitch coming. Breaking ball again. This time misses for ball three. Remembers going to numerous Pirates games throughout the years. Remembers seeing an Andrew McCutchen walk-off homer in extra innings in 2015 one summer day. 3-1 pitch is pulled down the first baseline. Foul right behind the bag. Alexander Mojica right there to pounce on it, but the ball ruled foul. Saw Marty the Marauder in the background after that ball was called foul. It would have been an easy out, but when it was ruled foul, Marty just threw his hat in frustration. Oh, Marty. It's a long night. Save your energy. Middle of the seventh inning. Marty the Marauder has his nightly dance routine coming up. 3-2 pitch from Mice. Breaking ball lifted down the left field line. And this also is out of play. Isaac Pacheco, native of the Houston, Texas area. Came in this game hitting just 143 over his first six games. Long, long season. 3-2 pitch. Fastball. Drilled deep down the left field line. And this is also pushed out of play. Baseball America has Pacheco highly regarded. Number 10 prospect in the Tigers organization. Second round pick by the Tigers just last year. And we will see another pitch. That's 3 2-strike foul balls in this at-bat. So next pitch will be number 9 to the Flying Tigers third baseman. Wind-up and the toss. That is a breaking ball low and one. Heck of a plate appearance by Isaac Pacheco. A 9-pitch, 2-out walk. Donna Uris de la Cruz. Next hitter up for Lakeland. Marauders 2, Flying Tigers nothing here in the top of the fourth inning. Here's a pitch by Mice. Righty just misses the outside corner with his fastball. Marauders falling last night. Final score of 9-5. That ended a four-game win streak for the club. 1-0 pitch. Big slider. That drops into the zone for a strike. Tenth round pick last season by the Pirates, Justin Mice out of Eastern Michigan. Is 1-1 pitch. Fastball bounced weakly to short. Jarvis charges, gloves it cleanly, throws on the run to first, and Mojica drops it, but picks it back up in time with his bare hand, and the inning is over. Flying Tigers leave a man stranded. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Marauders lead 2-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Another season of Marauders baseball is here, and opening weekend at Lecom Park is just around the corner. Join us on Friday, April 15th, as the first 1,000 fans will get a championship commemorative baseball. And on Saturday, April 16th, we continue opening weekend presented by Pepsi. It's a kids' club day, and you can enjoy our special Easter celebration. Plus, stay after the game for the season's first post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate Friday, May 6th, as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza, and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here at Lecom Park, it is a 2-0 Marauders lead over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning. And coming up for Bradenton, middle third of the order, Jace Bowen will get things started for the home team. Opening weekend here at Lecom Park. This is the first weekend of Marauders home games here in 2022. A nice crowd on hand to witness the defending league champions go to work. Marauders 4-2 to begin the new season. Go back to work against big right-hander Alex Fiedo, University of Florida product. First round pick by the Tigers 5 years ago. Jace Bowen digs into the box. Fiedo winds and deals. And the first pitch is a fastball low. Fiedo looking pretty sharp. He's fanned four batters so far. Actually make that five batters. Down on strikes. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's the slider. He's really doing a good job of mixing those pitches. Comfortable throwing the slider in any count. This is a guy who pitched at Double-A in 2019. That was the last time he saw a regular game action. Here's a swing and a foul back by Bowen. Count 1-2. Of course, no 2020 minor league baseball season. Fiedo also had to sit out last year after undergoing Tommy John surgery in December of 2020. Is wind up in the 1-2. Bowen swings and lifts it deep to left field. Benitez back, and he reaches up just shy of the warning track, making the catch. Jace Bowen hits it hard, one away. Here's Alexander Mojica. He smoked one to the opposite field his first time up. Line drive single into right, part of that two-run Marauders second inning. Fiedo deals, and Mojica swings and bounces it weakly to the left side of the infield. Third baseman Pacheco gloves it and throws to first. Ball almost slid out of his glove, but he's able to make the transfer and the play to first. Two outs. Alex Fiedo really cruising now. That's six in a row retired. And eight of the last nine set down by the University of Florida product. His windup in the pitch to Juan Jerez. Swinging a fly ball to right field. Charging in and toward the line. Campos, will he get to it? He doesn't. He has a clank out of his glove as he slides near the line. It's a fair ball, and in safely at second base is Juan Jerez. Good hustle by Jerez, who is running all the way, never let up. And the right fielder, Campos, good hustle and good effort. Couldn't squeeze the ball in his glove, though, and Campos a little frustrated. And he couldn't secure the catch to end the inning. So the Marauders with some life with two outs here in the fourth. And as expected, that's ruled a double for Juan Jerez. Far from routine effort out there down the line for Campos. Marauders trying to stretch this 2-0 lead against Alex Fajedo and the Flying Tigers. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back into the screen for strike one. Marauders hitting coach Mendy Lopez coaching first base tonight for the first time this year. And he just tried to throw some protective equipment toward the dugout. It fell well short, and no one was immediately there to pick it up. Strength coach Marauders the equipment. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss as Giovanni Plonchart chases in the dirt. Bradenton 2, Lakeland nothing. Bottom of the fourth inning. Juan Jerez runs well. He's on second base for the Marauders. As Giovanni Plonchart looks to deliver. He spins the bat around gently. Now time called. Plate umpire Caleb Martin coming in front of home plate and emphatically putting a temporary halt to things. Juan Jerez getting that walking lead off second base. Fajedo looking in for the signal. Donny Urias de la Cruz flashes it to him, and the right-hander sets belt high. 1-2 pitch to Plonchart is taken in the dirt for a ball, and up to third base goes Jerez without a throw from the catcher. De La Cruz misplaced it for a minute, and that was all that Jerez needed to take third. Jerez with a good read as De La Cruz was turning this way and that, finally found it, but it was too late. No time to make a throw. Righty on righty. Fajedo takes a breath and now brings his hands together. Jerez staggering off third. Fajedo the 2-2 pitch. A breaking ball is in tight for ball three. Plonchart, the 20-year-old catcher from Puerto La Cruz, Venezuela, trying to extend this Marauders lead to 3 here in the fourth inning. Fajedo deals, and the pitch is low for ball four. Make it 2 on base now for the Marauders. Runners on the corners for Mike Jarvis, who laced an RBI double last time up. No runs, 2 hits for the Flying Tigers tonight. 2 runs, 3 hits for the Marauders. Add into both of those columns here in the fourth inning. Pitch to Jarvis, taken wide for ball one. As we mentioned, Alex Fajedo in his season debut for Lakeland last weekend against the Tampa Tarpons. Pitched 3 innings, gave up only 1 hit, struck out 2, didn't walk a batter. 1-0 pitch, swing at a foul back, it's 1-1. So, theoretically at least, Fajedo on tap to go at least 4 here tonight for the Flying Tigers. Here's the set. The 1-1 pitch to Jarvis, taken in the dirt. Good job by De La Cruz to smother it, dropping to his knees. And even though it is a small sample size so far, Alex Fajedo really showing good feel for that breaking ball. Good velo on the fastball, although Fajedo originally drafted as a starter. The growing consensus is that once Fajedo finds his way back, to the upper levels of the minors and hopefully eventually to the majors. Very good chance that Faeto would be converted to a reliever when all is said and done. 2-1 pitch. Jarvis looks at a slider for strike two. First and third, two away. Bradenton leading by two. Faeto sets the pitch. Swinging a little blooper out to left center. Drops in for a base hit. Jerez scores from third. Wide turnaround second base. And back in safely is Giovanni Planchart. An RBI single by Mike Jarvis. And the Marauders do take the 3-0 lead. Two hit, two RBI night for Mike Jarvis. Little blooper gets the job done. Timeout called. Here's Andrew Graham out of the third base dugout. Flying Tigers skipper to the bullpen. Visiting skipper talking to Faeto, and now there is the hook. Faeto finished for the night after 3 2/3. Marauders lead 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitching change for Lakeland. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Another season of Marauders Baseball is here, and opening weekend at Leacon Park is just around the corner. Join us on Friday, April 15th, as the first 1,000 fans will get a championship commemorative baseball. And on Saturday, April 16th, we continue opening weekend presented by Pepsi. It's a kids' club day, and you can enjoy our special Easter celebration. Plus, stay after the game for the season's first post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Randy Romero, the batter for the Marauders, as we return to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Bradenton. 3-0 Marauders in front of Lakeland as Randy Romero steps in, a runner on second base, and the new pitcher for the Flying Tigers is right-hander Carlos Marcano. Alex Faeto finished after 3 2/3, began really sharp despite a couple of bumps in the road. Finishes with 5 strikeouts, but seemed to lose his feel a little bit for the breaking ball in the late going. And now time called as Marcano steps back off the rubber. Runners on first and second for the Marauders here in the fourth inning. As Marcano, making his second appearance of the series, comes set. Here's the pitch to Romero. Here's a swing and a fly ball to right center. Center fielder Hill jogging in a couple of steps. He makes the catch. Inning over. Marauders leave a pair stranded, but they add one on the Mike Jarvis single. 3-0 Bradenton through four. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out, the Marauder, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander Justin Meist is back to the bump for the Marauders here at Leacon Park in Bradenton. Wind suddenly shifting inward here in Bradenton, helping cool things off in this warm evening. Justin Meist here back to pitch the fifth inning, a 3-0 Marauders lead at his back. First pitch to Carlos Mendoza is a slider inside for ball one. Carlos Mendoza, a bunt single in his first trip. He gets the 1-0 from Meist and looks at a fastball wide for ball two. Rehabbing Pirates lefty Sam Howard, a scoreless first inning on rehab assignment. Meist with a 2-0 pitch. Mendoza watches it go outside for ball three. So Justin Meist here in the fifth inning, working on his fourth inning of work tonight. He's working quickly. 3-0 pitch to Mendoza is taken at the knees for a called strike. Mendoza came into this game already scorching hot to begin the year, hitting .417 in his first four games. 3-1 pitch. That crowds him and just misses inside for ball four. Not the start to the inning that Justin Meist wanted. Marauders leading 3-0. Bradenton getting a pair of runs in the bottom of the second inning. Sack fly to deep center by Juan Jerez. RBI double by Mike Jarvis, who was back at it in the fourth inning with an RBI single on a blooper to shallow left center that chased starter Alex Fajedo from the game. Lazaro Benitez cuts the first pitch and fouls it back. Fajedo working his way back from Tommy John surgery, and as he exited one of the numerous prospects on this Lakeland roster from the game. Here's a pickoff move to first by Justin Meist, and safely Carlos Mendoza. Mendoza can run. He has one steal already this year. Here's the 0-1. Pitches swung on and popped foul behind home plate, out of play. Here at Leacon Park, Marauders working with a healthy three-run lead. Those three runs coming thanks to four hits, as mentioned, two of them coming off the bat of Mike Jarvis. Justin Meist with a little wiggle room here. The 0-2 to Benitez. Check swing and a pitch high and inside. And he foul tipped it into the mitt, says plate umpire Caleb Martin. Lazaro Benitez can't believe it, and he walks away indignant. Strike three, one out here in the fifth inning. Back to the top of the order now for the Flying Tigers. Derek Hill rehabbing Tigers center fielder, working his way back from a right hamstring strain. 0-2 in this game, a strikeout and a flyout to right field. Righty on righty, first pitch to Hill. Here's a check swing by Hill at a pitch high. Did he go? Yes, he did. Matt Watkowski pumps the fist. Hill, no protest from home plate. Meist with the 0-1. Slider in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Derek Hill, one of the outstanding athletes in this Tigers organization, moving around smoothly on the base paths and in the field defensively. Gets the 0-2 from Mice. Breaking ball is a little too high for ball one. Derek Hill, first round pick in 2014 by the Tigers. 23rd in September of 2020. 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, popped him up left side of the infield. Who's got it? Third baseman Dixon makes the call. He wants it, and he makes the catch. Drifting inward toward home plate. Dixon puts it away for the second out. No easy task right now is that wind blowing in from right field. He's trying to play some games with these fly balls. We saw, in fact, Juan Jerez reach on a little bloop double for the Marauders in the bottom of the fourth inning. So the wind definitely affecting high fly balls and pop-ups tonight. Pickoff moved to first base. Carlos Mendoza dives in safely. Sun setting off to the west on the third base side of Lecom Park. Darkening gray clouds overhead, though. Pitch to Christian Santana. Swing and a miss. When Santana swings, he swings big. And he really put the hurt on a ball deep down the left field line in the series opener on a Tuesday night. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball. This one swung on and popped up. Third base side. Wind pushing this one way out of play. On a non-windy night, that ball might have just made it into the first couple rows of seats. But on this evening in particular, that ball almost making its way out onto 9th Street. Mendoza takes his lead off first. Here's Mice's 0-2 pitch. Santana lays off high for a ball. And picking up in from right center. Mice is set at the belt. And his 1-2 pitch. Runner not going. And the pitch misses high for ball two. Christian Santana worked a walk in the first. Struck out swinging in the third inning. Marauders 3. Flying Tigers nothing. Top 5. Mice on the first base end. Taken in the dirt. Good work by Planchard. Knocking it down. Green fronds of the palm trees lining right field and center field and the first base side of the concourse swaying in the breeze tonight. Mice with the 3-2 pitch. Runner goes. It is taken outside for ball four. So the inning continues as Christian Santana draws the walk on a close pitch. Getting back to the dangerous part of the order now as Manuel Sequeira, 0-2, will step up next. That's the third walk tonight issued by Justin Mice. Matches his career high. Walked three batters last August 28th in Fort Myers. He sets, working with two men aboard, pitch to Sequeira. Check swing of the slider, but he was able to hold up. No runs, two hits for Lakeland, three runs, four hits for Bradenton, but the Flying Tigers with the potential tying run at the dish. Here's the set. The 1-0 delivery, fastball swung on it, fouled straight back. Flying Tigers entering this game at 2-4 to begin the season. Marauders 4-2. Saw a four-game win streak come to an end with a 9-5 loss last night, did the Marauders. Here is the set by Mice. His 1-1 toss, fastball popped up, first base side, arcing out of play, over toward the Fan Plaza. And as the right-hander continues to work, left-hander Nick Domkowski is getting loose in the Marauders' bullpen in right field. Mice, though, just one strike away from escaping trouble here in the fifth inning. Here is the 1-2 pitch from Mice. Is swung on and missed for strike three. He got him on the slider. Lakeland strands a pair here in the fifth, and it remains a 3-0 Marauders lead here at Lecom. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th, as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza, and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders lead the Flying Tigers 3-0. We make our way to the bottom of the fifth inning. Spencer Smith welcoming you back to Leecom Park in Bradenton for game four of the six-game series between the Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Here in the home half of the fifth inning, top of the order, Brendan Dixon, followed by Rodolfo Nolasco and Jacob Goldfarb. First pitch to Dixon of the inning is inside for ball one. Right-hander Carlos Marcano took over with two outs in the fourth in relief of Alex Fiedo. Still on the hill, his 1-0 pitch is taken high for ball two. Marauders high-energy third baseman Brendan Dixon, 0-for-2 tonight. He gets the 2-0 toss and looks at a slider for a strike. That wind blowing in from center. Those clouds getting ever darker over the ballpark. Next pitch is at the knees for a called strike two. Now plate umpire Caleb Martin turning in, looking up to the press box here. He's motioning to his right ear. I believe he's signaling that he is making the call himself here. May have been a malfunction temporarily with the ABS system. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Brendan Dixon. So that's a strikeout for Carlos Marcano. His first of the night out of the bullpen. Rodolfo Nolasco looking to climb out of an early slump to begin the year. Hitting a .179 as he plays in his seventh game. First pitch, he swings and it's a hard grounder up the middle. Backhanded by the second baseman, Mendoza, and he can't make the clean transfer to his throwing hand. That ball flicks out of his glove and rolls away from him, so Nolasco reaches first base safely. That's an error charged to Mendoza. Mendoza's first error of the year. Up until that point, he'd been playing some solid infield defense this week. Marauders leading 3-0, trying to add on is Jacob Goldfarb. Marcano, Goldfarb looks at a fastball strike. Tall righty, Marcano is set. Pitch to Goldfarb. He swings and misses in front of a changeup. Goldfarb 0-for-2 tonight. A fly out to right field in the first inning. A strikeout swinging to end the third. The 0-2 runner goes. Pitch bounces up there and no throw into second base by De La Cruz. And sliding in with a stolen base, Rodolfo Nolasco. Man in scoring position now for Jacob Goldfarb. Marcano ready above the belt. The 1-2 pitch up and away for ball two. Pirates organization signing Goldfarb out of the independent ranks. Goldfarb hitting 24 home runs in the Pioneer League last year. That's an MLB partner league. 2-2 pitch is low and outside for a ball. De La Cruz can't find it again, and up to third base standing up goes Nolasco. Second time that's happened to Donna Uris De La Cruz tonight. So Rodolfo Nolasco perched on third base now. Getting some nice attaboys there from third base coach Gustavo Omana. Marauders leading 3-0. Runner on third, one away. Lakeland infield playing up on the cut of the grass. 3-2 pitch. Goldfarb swings and hammers a grounder to second. Mendoza knocks it down. Throw to first in plenty of time, as Mendoza did a good job to keep Nolasco at third base. So an unproductive ground out by Goldfarb. And that'll bring up Jace Bowen. And on third, two away, pitch to Bowen. Big hook, misses high. Marauders 3, Flying Tigers nothing. Nick Domkowski still tossing in that bullpen. He's probably coming on to pitch the sixth. The 1-0. Fastball, grounded hard to short, backhanded by Santana. Long throw to first is in time to get Jace Bowen, and the inning is over. Bradenton leaves a man at third in a scoreless fifth inning, but they lead 3-0, moving to the sixth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Another season of Marauders Baseball is here, and opening weekend at Lecom Park is just around the corner. Join us on Friday, April 15th, as the first 1,000 fans will get a championship commemorative baseball. And on Saturday, April 16th, we continue opening weekend presented by Pepsi. It's a kids' club day, and you can enjoy our special Easter celebration. Plus, stay after the game for the season's first post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to see the outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Nick Domkowski enters the pitch for the Marauders on this suddenly cloudy evening. And his first pitch to Chris Myers misses outside for ball one. Marauders 3, Flying Tigers nothing. Domkowski on for his second appearance of the season. He winds and deals. Myers thought about it. Took the breaking ball low and outside for ball two. No runs on two hits for the Flying Tigers. 3 runs on 4 hits for Bradenton. Pitch number 3 to Myers, swung on and driven foul out of play down the left field line. Marauders at times have had trouble retiring this man out of the cleanup spot in the order. Chris Myers, big power threat from that cleanup spot, has a single to his name tonight. He's also reached on an error. 2-1 pitch. Myers looks at strike 2 on the Domkowski fastball. Pirates signed Domkowski as an undrafted free agent last summer. Spent the latter part of the summer with the Marauders. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. He got him. Strike 3. Domkowski gets Chris Myers flailing for strike three. That'll bring up Roberto Campos. Domkowski hailing from West Springfield, Massachusetts. Made his season debut last Sunday in Dunedin. His first pitch to Roberto Campos, righty batter. Checked his swing, and he takes the changeup low. On that Sunday season debut for Domkowski, pitched a scoreless eighth inning, struck out a pair, worked around a hit. And looked like there was thought there. Here's the windup in the 1-0 pitch to Campos, swinging at a liner foul out of play on the first base side. Roberto Campos 0-2, bounced into a double play his last time up. The 1-1 pitch. Shad has swung on. It belted down the right field line, but pushed foul. Nick Domkowski, 6'2", 195 pounds. Winds and fires. 1-2 pitch misses upstairs for ball two. Domkowski last season joined the Marauders on August the 5th, put up a 3.86 ERA, 1.02 whip over 11 outings. 2-2 pitches swung on and bounced to third. Dixon charges, and he fields it foul. Home plate umpire Caleb Martin peering straight down the line from near home plate. Had a perfect angle on that call. Those quickly darkening skies. Over here at Lecom Park has made it so that those lights are taking their greatest effect earlier than anticipated. Marauders leading Lakeland 3-0 here in the sixth. The windup in the lefties 2-2 is taken for strike three in the inner half. Roberto Campos down on strikes. It's back-to-back punchouts for Domkowski out of the Bradenton pen. Two away for the visitors. Isaac Pacheco is the next man up. Jonathan Johnston, by the way, going to Domkowski as it was his turn out of the pen to make another appearance, but coincides nicely as Pacheco cuts through the first pitch fastball and misses. Coincides nicely that Domkowski gets to face a couple of lefty hitters here in the sixth inning. His windup in the 0-1, Pacheco swings and slaps a liner foul over to the left. Quickly flying Tigers. Domkowski wore the number 12 last summer when he joined the Marauders, switching to number 31 here in 2022. He rocks a delay in the motion this time, the 0-2 pitch, and misses low and outside in the dirt. And we did see that from Nick a little bit here and there last summer. You'd see those variations in that left-handed windup. Sometimes you would pause on that rocker step back, try and throw off the batter's timing. The 1-2 pitch to Pacheco, swing and a cue shot off the end of the bat, foul. Fans here at Lecom razzing the Flying Tigers dugout, yelling at them to make a play. Player reached over the railing of the dugout, couldn't feel that foul ball cleanly. 1-2 pitch again, swing and a tapper foul. Looked like that got part of the arm of Giovanni Planchart. Part of the daily rigors of catching. Those are the toughest guys in baseball. Giovanni Planchart splitting time this season behind the dish with Wyatt Hendry and Jacob Goldfarb. The windup in the 1-2 again. That's taken low for ball two. Pacheco's put together some tough plate appearances tonight. Domkowski deals the 2-2 pitch. That is swung on and bounced foul first base side. Now in each of his first three plate appearances, Isaac Pacheco has fouled off at least two strike pitches. 7-pitch flyout in the second, 9-pitch walk in the fourth. Here's number 7, and that misses low for ball 3-2. Isaac Pacheco, some outstanding plate discipline tonight. Domkowski with the payoff pitch. That swung on and fouled away again. Heads up on 9th Street. Marauders leading 3-0, two runs in the second inning, one in the fourth. Flying Tigers managing just two hit, scoreless innings. The 3-2 is swung on and belted deep to right field. Romero back at the warning track. That is gone onto the boardwalk. Isaac Pacheco with his first home run of the season, and the Flying Tigers are on the board. It's now 3-1, Bradenton. Isaac Pacheco. Takes Nick Domkowski deep. That's Nick's first home run allowed of the season. He deals to Donnie Uris de la Cruz, the next man up. He looks at a strike. Here comes the windup. Lefty working quickly. The 0-1 is swung on and foul back. 0-2 on the Lakeland backstop. So first home run of the season for Isaac Pacheco. The second home run of his young career. Hit one in the Florida Complex League last summer. Domkowski deals the 0-2 pitch. That is swung on and missed for strike three. Got him on a changeup. Flying Tigers are on the board, though, on the Isaac Pacheco home run. 3-1 Bradenton moving to the bottom of the sixth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Come join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders.
Sign-arming lefty Brant Herter is on the pitch for Lakeland. He fires a first-pitch fastball strike to Marauders first baseman Alexander Mojica. A 3-1 Bradenton lead here at Leacon Park as the tall lefty shakes off one signal from his catcher, De La Cruz. Wind up in the 0-1 pitch is a fastball for strike 2 and 94 on the radar gun. Game number 4 of the 6-game series on this Friday night at Leacom. Marauders on top by 2 as Mojica gets the 0-2 pitch. He swings and grounds one past the second baseman into right center for a single. Nice to see Alexander Mojica go the opposite way a couple of times tonight. Mojica with a 2-hit evening. On the game's first run on a sac fly to deep center in the second inning. We'll stand in the box for the third time tonight. Herter, the tall lefty, fires, and Jerez takes low and inside. Brett Herter, 6 foot six, 250 pounds.
Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying
Tigers. His first
and be
year
sure
as a
to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Here's the delivery. Perez takes low and outside.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the
Tigers
Compass Hotel
Herter
by Margaritaville.
Seventh round
enjoy
last
a pregame
year
concert
Tech.
By the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take
and
the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off
with
proceeds benefiting the
Swing
Pace Center
foul
for Girls.
Tip into the mitt.
And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Chris Sale-like sort of whippy arm action from this tall left-hander.
Hey, Marauders fans,
set.
Jump aboard and join the first
Mates
Kids Club
pitch.
Today. It's
that
open to all kids ages
12
and under.
By a tad
for just $25,
three.
You get tickets to
three
five select
one
games, Jerez. A First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise.
Here's a 3-1 pitch. Jerez swings, smokes a line drive to center field, sinking quickly. Center fielder De La Cruz slides, and he can't make the catch. Into second base and stopping right there is Alexander Mojica as Juan Jerez on at first base as the center fielder De La Cruz couldn't make the grab. Should know that is a defensive change out there for the Flying Tigers. De La Cruz getting a little bit crossed up. That line drive might have been knuckling on him a little bit. So as we note that defensive change, De La Cruz taking over for rehabbing Tigers outfielder Derek Hill, who started in center field. Ball will always find the new guy, and De La Cruz gets burned on that play. Here's Giovanni Planchard, first pitch, taking low and inside. Last play, by the way, ruled a hit for Juan Jerez, his second of the night. Herter with the pitch. And misses in tight. 2-0 on Planchard. Alexander Mojica, leading runner on second base. He slapped a single into right center. Juan Jerez with a single into center field just moments ago on the sliding attempt by Jose De La Cruz. 2-0 delivery. Planchard takes one around knee high, but a bit low. That's ball three. Professional debut last series, last week, against the Tampa Tarpons for Brant Herter last Friday. Went four innings, got the start in that game, allowed only one run. 3-0 pitch, swinging a bouncing ball up the middle. Second baseman Mendoza steps on second for one. The throw to first in time to get Planchard for round number two. It's a 4-3 double play up to third base on that play. Goes Alexander Mojica. And now Mike Jarvis drawing some MVP chants from fans on the first base side who have been loud and supportive all night. Not sure if these are friends of Mike's or if they're just fans coming out tonight to just like what he brings to the table. Mojica on third with two outs. Marauders leading 3-1. Herter with a pitch. Jarvis takes on the outer half for a strike. There's a good chance that fans are just latching on to what Jarvis has done tonight. 2-for-2 with a pair of runs batted in. The 0-1 from the lefty. Jarvis takes low a ball. There's that crowd. Glance at them for those watching on MILB TV tonight. Herter is set. He kicks and deals. Jarvis looks at a fast. Herter trying to keep this game close for the Tigers. Marauders trying to stretch the lead. 1-2 pitch. Taken outside for ball two. Herter slightly readjusting that navy blue hat atop his head. Shakes off one signal from De La Cruz, the catcher. And now he sets. The 2-2 pitch. Jarvis swings and lines it to left center on the run Benitez, and he makes a sliding catch, taking a hit away, and the inning is over. Great defense by Benitez to end the frame. We're through six. Marauders lead 3-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Nick Tomkowski worked a scoreless sixth inning on the hill for the Marauders. He's back for inning number two out of the bullpen. He deals to Carlos Mendoza, who looks at a strike on the outside corner. Spencer Smith coming at you tonight from Lecom Park. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Marauders lead Lakeland 3-1 here in the fourth game of the six-game series. Slow windup and the pitch by Domkowski. Mendoza swings and bounces one softly to second. Right there forward is Jace Bowen. Quick transfer and throw to first in time. One gone. If you're just joining us, here's how we've arrived at this 3-1 Marauders lead. Bottom of the second inning, a sack fly to center field by Juan Jerez. Almost left the ballpark. Wynn kept it in, though. RBI double off the bat of Mike Jarvis made it 2-0. Bottom of the fourth inning, an RBI single by Mike Jarvis. He has a 2-RBI night. Flying Tigers, meanwhile, as we see a swing and a miss by Lazaro Benitez. Flying Tigers got on the board for the first and so far the only time on a solo shot to the boardwalk in right field by Isaac Pacheco, that coming in the sixth. The 0-1, swinging at a foul back, quickly 0-2 on Lazaro Benitez. He's 0-2 as the Flying Tigers' number 9 hitter. Bounced into a fielder's choice in the second, struck out swinging in the fifth. Domkowski into the windup in the 0-2. Swinging a bouncer up the middle. Another one for Jace Bowen. He takes on the short hop and fires one to first in time. Two away. Back to the top of the order. Here is Jose De La Cruz for his first at-bat of the evening. Nick Domkowski threw an inning and two-thirds scoreless and relatively painlessly tonight. Here's the pitch. De La Cruz takes one low and correction. Not inning and two-thirds scoreless. He did give up the inning. The 1-0-2 De La Cruz is a bender that misses inside. Jose De La Cruz took over defensively last half inning for rehabbing Tigers center fielder Derek Hill. Finishes his night 0-3, played solid defense in center while he was in. The 2-0 pitch. That's a swing and a foul shot off the end of the bat. Over toward the first base dugout. Derek Hill tonight, a strikeout swinging, a fly out to right, and a pop out to the third baseman in foul ground. Domkowski rocks and deals. The 2-1 is cut on a missed for strike two, and looked like De La Cruz accidentally got a bite out of Giovanni Planchard on the backswing. Looked like De La Cruz made sure that Planchard was okay. Lefty's 2-2 pitch. Swinging at a foul ball heads up over the Marauders dugout. That was poked pretty hard. Bradenton 3, Lakeland 1. As we play in the top of the seventh inning, skies are dark here in Bradenton. The 2-2, fastball, got him looking, strike three, inning over. Nick Domkowski with a scoreless seventh. Time to stretch here in Bradenton. The Marauders leading 3-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Another season of Marauders Baseball is here, and opening weekend at Leacom Park is just around the corner. Join us on Friday, April 15th, as the first 1,000 fans will get a championship commemorative baseball. And on Saturday, April 16th, we continue opening weekend presented by Pepsi. It's a kids club day, and you can enjoy our special Easter celebration. Plus, stay after the game for the season's first post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Marauders.com.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Randy Romero gets the Marauders started in the bottom of the seventh inning here at Leacom Park in Bradenton. First pitch from the left-hander Herder is in tight for ball one. Brant Herder back for his second inning of relief work tonight for Lakeland. Tall lefty, likes to work quickly. He slings it in there. A bunt shown by Romero and drops a good one along the third base line. Herder picks it up and he has no play at first base. It's a bunt single for Randy Romero. Welcome back to the Marauders lineup, Randy Romero. That's his second hit of the season. It comes in bunt form. And the Marauders have tremendous speed on the base paths to open up the bottom of the seventh. As we touched on earlier, Randy Romero suspended three games in light of the benches clearing altercation in Dunedin on Saturday last weekend. Romero in his first game back tonight. Here's Brendan Dixon. First pitch, righty batter, takes a fastball strike. Wind blowing in from right field. That's been the Kent Herder. Tall lefty, number 41 on his back. Sets and deals the 0-1. There's a swing and a foul back by Dixon. Dixon, the 20th round draft pick last year by the Pirates out of Weatherford College in Texas. Most famous baseball alumnus from Weatherford. Longtime Major League right-hander Jake Arrieta. The 0-2 pitch, Dixon takes outside corner for strike three. And Dixon taking a moment to leave the batter's box. He didn't seem to fully agree with the call. Again, automated balls and strikes in play tonight. So Caleb Martin is making the calls given to him in the earpiece via the ABS technology. Tough night for Dixon. 0 for 4 in the leadoff spot with three strikeouts. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco. He looks at a fastball strike. Marauders 3, Flying Tigers 1. Randy Romero on first base. And although speed is his calling card, he has yet to steal a base this season. He gets a solid lead off first. Myers holding him on. The 0-1 pitch. Romero not moving. This one is in for strike two on the inner half. Really looked like in that set position. Brant Herter, the lefty, was sort of trying to freeze Romero in place by pausing a long time, trying to make him second guess. Romero inches off first again. Here's the pitch, and that misses away for ball one. Rodolfo Nolasco is 0-3 in this contest. Tall lefty facing the right-handed batter. Herter deals. 1-2 pitches. Chopped foul. Nolasco knocking it off his own foot. We'll do it again. Pitcher and catcher meeting briefly in front of the mound. Sorting something out really quickly and at the same time giving Nolasco a chance to shake the pain off of that foot after fouling that ball off himself. Bradenton in front by two here in the seventh. The 1-2 pitch. Nolasco lays off outside for ball two. Borderline pitch. Jacob Goldfarb on deck for the Marauders. He's 0-3. 2-2 pitch. Nolasco swings and smokes a liner to right field. Down the line, it is foul. Hard is. But Nolasco not able to keep it inside the lines. So we will see pitch number 7 to Rodolfo. Top three men in the order tonight for the Marauders. A combined 0-10 tonight. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Nolasco swings, lifts it down the right field line. This drifts out of play. One run, three hits for Lakeland. Three runs, seven hits for Bradenton. 6'6" lefty sets above the belt and deals. There goes Romero. Pitch is swung on, driven toward the gap in right center. Down for a hit. Romero coming into third base. The right fielder Campos throws toward second. And Randy Romero goes first to third on the Nolasco single. Randy Romero in motion, and given his speed, he certainly could have had a chance at scoring had it been two outs, but given that there was only one out in the inning, Romero making the wise judgment there, making sure that ball got down for a hit before going any further. First and third with two away. Here's Jacob Goldfarb. First pitch is slung in there for a strike. Romero, the lead man on third. Here's the pitch. Goldfarb looks at one close, but not in the zone. It looks like the Flying Tigers are going to challenge this one. And it looks like this one's been overturned to a strike. So the count 1-2 now on Jacob Goldfarb, who's looking at plate umpire Caleb Martin for some clarification. So the challenge successful for Lakeland. This is our first night of that experimental challenge situation on ball and strike calls. Here's the 0-2 to Goldfarb. He takes for a strike three on the outer half. Two gone for the Marauders. So that could end up being a pivotal part of this bottom of the seventh. Flying Tigers trying to keep this game close. Marauders, meanwhile, trying to play add-on to their two-run lead. And before Jace Bowen gets the chance to hit, time called. Pitching coach Juan Pimentel comes out for a mound visit. Now a chance to look at action elsewhere in the Pirates organization. Touched on earlier, the AA Altoona curve score. Altoona right now leading the Richmond Flying Squirrels 5-0, heading into the seventh inning. Combined five-hit shutout through six so far by the Altoona pitching staff. With right-hander Mike Burrows getting the start for the curve in that game. Night falling here in Bradenton as the mound visit continues down on the field. High A Greensboro Grasshoppers leading the Winston-Salem Dash 7-4, bottom of the fourth inning. And AAA Indianapolis mired in a 4-0 deficit at the end of three up in St. Paul, Minnesota. Mound meeting over for Lakeland. First and third, two gone for the Marauders. Jace Bowen a chance to knock home a run. Romero on third base. Nolasco on first. And the pitch by Herter. Bowen looks at a fastball for a strike. Right about knee height. Randy Romero bunted his way aboard with a single. Down the third base line, Rodolfo Nolasco lined a single to right center. Here's the set. Big lefty with a pickoff move to first, and Nolasco back in standing up to first base. Herter has the sign, brings his hands together. The 0-1 pitch to Bowen. He looks at a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. One run, three hits for the Flying Tigers. Runners take their leads. And the 0-2 toss to Bowen. It is swung on and missed for strike three. And the Marauders leave men stranded on the corners. We go to the eighth. Bradenton on top, 3-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
First pitch of the eighth inning, a strike from Nick Domkowski to Christian Santana. Quickly pitch number four, ball one. Spencer Smith with you here at Leecom Park in Bradenton, where the Marauders lead the Flying Tigers by a score of 3-1. Domkowski deals, and this pitch is taken knee high for strike two. The Marauders tonight, two runs in the second, one in the fourth. Flying Tigers fighting back with one run in the top of the sixth inning. The 1-2 coming. Swing and a soft liner to third. Caught by the third baseman, Dixon, one away. Sounded like Santana got jammed a little on that swing. Here's Manuel Sequeira. Domkowski fires, and the first pitch at the knees for a called strike. Domkowski doing a good job hitting his spots tonight. University of Hartford product, 23 years of age. From West Springfield, Massachusetts, the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Domkowski's only real mistake pitch tonight. Home run ball served up to Isaac Pacheco in the sixth, his first inning of work. The 0-2 taken high. Domkowski likes to work very quickly. He nods to the signal from Planchart. Delay in the windup this time. The 1-2 pitch misses high for ball two. Manuel Sequeira, 0-for-3. He has struck out twice. Tomkowski from the third base end of the rubber. Rocks and fires. 2-2 is cut on and missed for strike three. Back foot with the breaking ball. Two outs for the Flying Tigers here in the eighth inning. Visiting Lakeland, running out of time in this game. Well, here's a guy who's really been a catalyst this week in the heart of the order for the Flying Tigers, Chris Myers. Marauders have limited him to a single tonight. That came in the fourth inning. He's done a lot of damage already this season, though. Lefty on lefty, pitched by Domkowski. Swinging a cracked bat, bouncing ball to first, fielded foul by Mojica. Alexander's framing it fair as if a catcher framing a pitch as a strike. Chris Myers came into this game batting .435 across his first six games of the season. Real force in the heart of the order for the Flying Tigers. And it looks like Myers is having to go grab a fresh piece of lumber after cracking his bat on that swing. Marauders 3, Flying Tigers 1. Chris Myers with that fresh bat in hand now. Light tan barrel, black handle. The 0-1 pitch. Myers swings and bounces it up the middle, past the mound. Shortstop Jarvis charges, gloves it and throws to first in time. Inning quickly over, so a zero here in the top of the eighth. Marauders lead 3-1, heading to the bottom of the eighth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy special Claws nights our April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Alexander Mojica will lead off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Marauders here at Leacom Park. Lefty Brant Herder deals, and he misses high with his first pitch of the inning for ball one. Spencer Smith welcoming you back to Leacom Park, game number 4 of 6 in this series. Left-hander Herder, Georgia native, goes into his windup, and the 1-0 pitch is taken for a called strike on Mojica. Alexander with a two-hit night. A pair of singles laced into right field, those coming in the second and sixth innings. Herder winds and deals. 1-1 pitch is clobbered into left field for a base hit. That's rolling out of the reach of Benitez and rolls to the wall. Mojica around first. He is digging for two, and he makes it there standing up. A leadoff double for Alexander Mojica, who has a three-hit night.
Thank you.
Juan Jerez, next batter up for the Marauders. RBI opportunity here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Marauders working with a two-run lead, looking for insurance runs here in the late going. Now back. Now for those wondering where those three hits rank in the young career of Alexander Mojica, that's still too shy of his career high. Last July 22nd in St. Lucie, Mojica went 5-for-5 with an RBI against the St. Lucie Mets. The 0-1 pitch, Jerez swings and misses for strike two. Now that being said, Mojica only had more than two hits in a game twice last year. That aforementioned five-hit game in St. Lucie and a 3-for-4 performance here at Lecom against the Tampa Tarpons last September. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and down goes Jerez. Ball in the dirt. De La Cruz picks it up, fires down to first in time to complete the out on Jerez. Strike three. Alexander Mojica stays anchored to second base. And here comes Giovanni Planchart. Marauders have a right-hander loosening up in their bullpen. Try and get a look at who that is in just a minute. Here's the pitch to Planchart. He swings and smokes a line drive, heads up at the first base seats. Foul ball. Now it looks like Junior Tebow. And it is. Tall right-hander made his season debut earlier this week. The 0-1 pitch to Planchart is taken in the knees. Called strike two. Giovanni Planchart doing a fine job defensively behind the plate. At the plate, in the batter's box, 0-for-2 with a walk in this game. 3-1 Bradenton, a man on second, one away. The pitch, Planchart gets a piece of it and fouls it back. Alexander Mojica on second base. As he's stung a line drive double into left field to lead off this inning. Bradenton trying to take advantage of that man in scoring position with one out. Left-hander sets. And the tall southpaw comes home. The 0-2 is swung on, lifted to right field, near the line. Campos over, crossing, almost crossing over into foul ground. He makes the catch in fair territory. Mojica tags and slides in head first safely. No relay throw into third base, as it's a productive out off the bat of Planchart, but with two away now. So after three strong innings of Nick Domkowski, as we continue to look at Junior Tebow, Dominican right-hander loosening for the Marauders, looks like he'll be the man to get the save opportunity, provided the Marauders don't end up getting substantially more cushion offensively here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's Mike Jarvis, 2-for-3 with a pair of runs batted in. The pitch, Jarvis looks at one for a strike on the inner half. Tebow really flashed some outstanding stuff in his arsenal earlier in this series. High 90s fastball included in that. The 0-1 pitch. That's taken for strike two up in the zone. Brant Herter, good job to keep this game close and within reach for the visitors. He's worked two innings so far, striking out three, holding the Marauders scoreless on his watch. The 0-2 pitch to Jarvis. He swings and lines it softly to short. Easy catch for the shortstop, Santana. Inning over. We go to the ninth inning. Three outs to go. Marauders trying to lock it down. They lead Lakeland 3-1. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Another season of Marauders Baseball is here, and opening weekend at Lecom Park is just around the corner. Join us on Friday, April 15th, as the first 1,000 fans will get a championship commemorative baseball. And on Saturday, April 16th, we continue opening weekend, and you can enjoy our special Easter celebration. Plus, stay after the game for the season's first post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Junior Tebow on for the save opportunity for the Marauders as we go to the top of the ninth at Leacon Park. A 3-1 Bradenton lead over Lakeland. Roberto Campos leads off the ninth for the Tigers. First pitch is high and tight. As he leans away, it's 1-0. Junior Tebow made a single-A debut earlier in this series. Tuesday night, two innings, allowed one run. As he deals the 1-0 here, swing and a high drive out of play on the first base side. Showed some nasty stuff, mid to high 90s fastball. We saw it as high as 97 in that season debut for Tebow. Also saw a biting slider that got a couple of swings and misses. Tebow sets his 1-1 pitch, and not so fast. Looked like time was called right before Tebow entered his motion. Tall right-hander not too pleased with that. Tebow, 6'4", 185 pounds, a 23-year-old from Sabana Grande de Boya in the Dominican Republic. Three outs to go. Marauders trying to get back on top here. The 2-1 pitch. That fastball misses high for ball three. And by get back on top, I mean Marauders trying to get back into the win column after last night's loss ended a four-game win streak for the club. Here's the set. Tebow with a 3-1 offering, and that swung on and missed for strike two. 95 on the radar gun. Roberto Campos 0-3. Hit into a fielder's choice, bounced into a double play, and struck out looking. Strong wind blowing in from right center. Tebow with a 3-2 to Campos. He takes a little too high for ball four. Not the start that Tebow and the Marauders wanted to the ninth inning. And puts the leadoff man in the inning aboard and brings the potential tying run to the plate in Isaac Pacheco, who has played it so far the game's only run for Lakeland. And with that in mind, time call, pitching coach Norman Bizardo for the Marauders will visit the hill, and he's going to talk over some strategy with Tebow as well as the Marauders infield. We check in one more time with our fellow Pirates affiliates tonight. Top of the eighth inning in Altoona, rather in Richmond, Virginia. Double-A Altoona Curve visiting the Richmond Flying Squirrels. 5-0, the Curve lead that game. Commanders so far. We've seen a RBI single by Tucupita Marcano. RBI double by Aaron Shackelford. Second run, home run of the season for Pirates shortstop prospect Leover Peguero. And that 5-0 Altoona lead in the eighth. Isaac Pacheco in the batter's box after the mound meeting. The pitch is taken low for ball one. Haye Greensboro had the lead over Winston-Salem. Bottom of the fifth inning, though. Dash have taken the lead. The 1-0 pitch. That nearly finds the inside corner, but just misses for ball two. Just in case, Jonathan Johnston has asked for another right-hander to get loose behind Tebow in the Marauders' pen. Pitch is swung on and lifted high in the air to left field. Should be playable for Goldfarb. He moves to his right, and this is actually Randy Romero who sticks with it and makes the catch for the out. So we do have a new defensive alignment for the Marauders out there. Randy Romero moving from right field to left field. Rodolfo Nolasco moving center field to right field. Jace Bowen moving second base to center field. Sung Che Chang into the ballgame as the shortstop. And Mike Jarvis moving from shortstop to second base. Here's Donna Uris de la Cruz. First pitch in the dirt. Picked up by Planchart. Runner going into second base. Planchart couldn't pick it up in time. And Roberto Campos takes second base with one out. So resetting the outfield left to right for the Marauders. It is now Romero, Bowen, Nolasco from left to right in the Marauders outfield. 1-0 on Donny Uris de la Cruz. Tebow steps back off the rubber. Long look in by the tall righty. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball. Grounded up the middle. Little squibber. Shortstop Chang charges. Gloves it cleanly. Throws to first in time. There are two away. First baseman Alexander Mojica goes charging halfway across the diamond. Staring Roberto Campos back into third base. And the Flying Tigers are down to their final out. It's up to Carlos Mendoza, who has been pesky at times for Marauders pitching, to get something sparked. Roberto Campos, the runner on third for Lakeland. Flying Tigers looking for a late rally. Marauders trying to put away the W. Pitch to Mendoza. Is a fastball strike at 96 from Tebow. Carlos Mendoza has reached on a bunt single. He has also walked. Grounded to second his last time up. Tebow gets the sign, comes set. Here's his 0-1 pitch. Mendoza bails out of the way of a fastball high and tight. 96 on the radar gun. Fans giving Mendoza a razzing as that ball didn't end up being nearly as inside as he may have made it out to be. Count 1-1 from Tebow to Mendoza. Right-hander fires. Fastball way inside for ball two. Good backhand snare by Planchart. Marauders, one out away from win number five in the season, trying to improve their record to 5-2. 2-1 pitch, swing and a foul out of play off to our left, and the Flying Tigers are now down to their final strike. Many fans coming to their feet. One strike to go. Tebow sets. The 2-2 pitch is taken high on the breaking ball for ball three. Two, and time was called right before Tebow's delivery. Moment of confusion, and Tebow almost threw that pitch. And time called now. Tebow wants to chat with Giovanni Planchart. Tebow, the tall righty from the Dominican. Planchart from Venezuela. Two men both likely speaking their native Spanish right now. A 3-1 Marauders lead. Tense and close late game situation. Runner on third and the tying run at the plate. And now Tebow is set. 3-2 pitch is taken upstairs for ball four. That puts runners on the corners. That last fastball clocked at 97 from Junior Tebow. And we will have a pinch hitter for Lazaro Benitez. It'll be Alvaro Gonzalez pinch hitting in place of Benitez. Alvaro Gonzalez, who was the starting second baseman last night for Lakeland. Switch hitter will bat left-handed against the tall righty here. So the go-ahead run to the plate for the visiting Flying Tigers. Marauders on top, 3-1. Junior Tebow and Bradenton trying to hang on. Here's the pitch to Gonzalez. That's taken wide for ball one. Gonzalez with that wide open and crouching stance from the left side. The pitch, swing and a foul back. On this windy evening, Junior Tebow has the long black sleeves underneath the white jersey. Leans in for the sign, glove resting up against his left thigh. He nods to Planchard's signal and comes set. The 1-1 pitch on its way, breaking ball, swung on and foul back. It rolls up the screen and heads out. One strike to go again. Marauders trying to preserve and put away their fifth victory of the season. We'll see what the pitch calling signal is here from Planchard to Tebow. Ryander sets. The 1-2 pitch is taken low for ball two. Roberto Campos on third for the Flying Tigers. Carlos Mendoza on first base. Tebow leans in, gets the sign, and sets. 2-2 pitch is taken. A check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike three. The ball game is over. Alvaro Gonzalez rung up on a check swing, third strike call, and the Marauders win it. Oh, it was a white knuckler at the end there, but the Marauders come out on top. A final score of 3-1 here on this well-attended Friday night at Leacock Park. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show gets underway. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacock Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes, and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacock Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Another season of Marauders Baseball is here, and opening weekend at Leacock Park is just April 15th as the first 1,000 fans will get a championship commemorative baseball. And on Saturday, April 16th, we continue opening weekend presented by Pepsi. It's a kids' club day, and you can enjoy our special Easter celebration. Plus, stay after the game for the season's first post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Leacock Park for the Marauders postgame show. A heart stopper at the end there, but the Marauders win a close one by a final score of 3-1. In case you missed out on any of the action tonight, here's how it all went down. Bottom of the second inning, the Marauders got busy early. Leadoff hit by pitch in the inning by Jace Bowen. Alexander Mojica followed by slapping a single into right field. Jace Bowen taking third on the play. Juan Jerez followed by stepping to the plate and almost leaving the ballpark with one to deep center field. Ballpark held it, though, and ended up as a deep sack fly that plated Bowen for the game's first run. After a strikeout of Giovanni Planchard, Mike Jarvis followed with an RBI double to left field. It would be his first of two run scoring hits tonight. Jarvis in the bottom of the fourth inning added an RBI single that made it 3-0 Marauders and chased Flying Tigers starter Alex Fajardo from the game. Fajardo was nasty, by the way. 5 strikeouts over 3 2/3. He does give up the Marauders 3 runs tonight on 4 hits. And so Fajardo charged with a loss in his second appearance on the mound this season as he works his way back from Tommy John surgery in late last by the Tigers, right-handed prospect. The Flying Tigers put a scare into the Marauders late in the game. Top of the sixth inning, Isaac Pacheco teed off of Nick Domkowski for a solo homer onto the boardwalk in right center field, but that would be all the scoring the Flying Tigers could muster. Domkowski rebounded for a couple of scoreless innings in the seventh and the eighth before handing the ball over to Junior Tebow, who put it away in the ninth inning despite a little bit of rockiness. Tebow did issue a leadoff walk and then also walked Carlos Mendoza with 2 outs before getting Alvaro Gonzalez swinging for strike 3 to end the game. He couldn't check his swing on a pitch in the dirt. So the Marauders win this one by a final score of 3-1. The final totals in this game for the Flying Tigers, 1 run, 3 hits, 1 error. They left 8 men on base. And for the victorious Marauders, 3 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. The Marauders also left 8 men on base. The win goes to Justin Mice, who was excellent tonight. He went 4 scoreless innings, struck out 3, allowed only 2 hits in relief of rehabbing Pirates left-hander Sam Howard, who threw a scoreless first inning. Mice improves his record to 1-1. Alex Fajardo taking the loss for Lakeland. He drops to 1-1 on the season. And Junior Tebow locking down his first save at the single-A level here tonight. Time of game, a snappy 2 hours and 26 minutes in front of a season-best crowd of 1,024 here at Leacom Park. It was 83 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. With their loss, the Flying Tigers dropped to 2-5 on the season. And with their win, the Marauders improved to 5-2. Bradenton now winners of 5 of their last 6 games. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we will give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the .org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Another season of Marauders Baseball is here, and opening weekend at Leacom Park is just around the corner. Join us on Friday, April 15th, as the first 1,000 fans will get a championship commemorative baseball. And on Saturday, April 16th, we continue opening weekend presented by Pepsi. It's a kids' club day, and you can enjoy our special Easter celebration. Plus, stay after the game for the season's first post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on the Marauders postgame show at Leacom Park, it's time to name our Marauders player of the game. And tonight, those honors go to Marauders shortstop turned second baseman later in the game, San Diego State product Mike Jarvis. He goes 2-for-4 with a pair of runs batted in this game, giving the Marauders their needed offensive output in tonight's contest. Mike Jarvis is tonight's Marauders player of the game. So we turn the page on this Friday evening, and we turn our attention now to tomorrow. It's Saturday, April 16th coming up, the fifth and penultimate game of this six-game series. Marauders take on the Flying Tigers. Bradenton will send right-hander Po-Yu Chen to the mound against right-hander Wilkel Hernandez for the Flying Tigers. Another 6:30 p.m. start time here at Leacom Park. We hope you can join us as opening weekend presented by Pepsi continues. Tickets are still available online at BradentonMarauders.com. There will also be our first post-game fireworks show of the season tomorrow after the game, presented by Budweiser. You won't want to miss that. So come join us as opening weekend continues tomorrow here at Lee-Com Park. Once again, the final score tonight, the Marauders 3, the Lakeland Flying Tigers 1, and that's a wrap for us here at Lee-Com. For everyone here at the Bradenton Marauders, I'm Spencer Smith, saying so long and good night from Lee-Com Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.